Learn Spanish, beginner.
Un podcast con retos para estudiantes de español que hayan decidido dejar de ser beginners. Bienvenido o bienvenida, my dear Spanish beginner. Hoy es domingo y, como cada domingo, tenemos reto de la semana. El reto of this semana, we continue with the daily exam, you know, this official Spanish exam that I know that most of you want to do in the future, or maybe you are preparing right now to make it or to do it, sorry, in the next months, maybe. Y continuamos with the basics ones. In este caso, I think that it's the basic six. The name of this podcast or something like this, I don't know. I wrote in something like things that you cannot do during the DELE exam. Cosas que no puedes hacer durante el examen DELE. Cosas that, by the way, you cannot do in the moment in which you have sitten down and you are doing the exam in the place where you have to go. Remember that I published 5 previous podcasts in which I explain you all the basic things, more basic than this one, that you have to prepare even before to be seated doing your exam. So pay attention, because I'm going to say you 6 things and you must say me which one you cannot do. First one, to bring a pen or pencil with you. No puedes hacerlo. Sorry, but the only thing that you can bring with you during the exam is your ID and the sign-up form that say that you have paid and all this stuff. I mean that you cannot bring anything with you. Of course, not dictionary, not Google Translate, but not papers, not pen, not pencil, anything. All the things that you will need to do the exam, you will find it there on your desk, on your table, because maybe the day before, one DELE examinator have been preparing you all this material that you will need to do the exam. So don't bring anything, just your ID and this form that said that you have paid and that you are this person. Number 2, to start a new prueba if you finish the current one before the stipulated time. I mean that, for example, you are doing a comprensión lectora, prueba number 1, and you have 80 minutes, for example, to finish la prueba número 1. But you are very intelligent, you are very seguro de ti mismo, really self-confident, and you finish it before this stipulated time. And you say, well, I want to begin with a new prueba because I have 30-20 minutes more and I want to take advantage of this time to do the other prueba. Well, sorry, my dear Spanish beginner, you cannot do it. No puedes hacerlo. You will have to wait until the stipulated time. So if you have finished la prueba antes de tiempo, try to check it, try to, I don't know, to revise that all it's okay, that all it's well written, I don't know. Or maybe take a nap, like, for example, I don't know, maybe you also can count sheep or something, but you cannot finish the prueba before the stipulated time. Número 3, to write with pen all the DELE exam. No puedes hacerlo. You will see that you can write with pen la prueba, just la prueba of interacción y expresión escrita, just the writing part. Why? Because in the rest of las pruebas you will need to write them with pencil, con lápiz. Why this? Because you will see that you just will have to fill one square in other paper, not in the paper where maybe it's the text or maybe it's the questions of the audio. You will have to fill one square in one paper that it's the answering paper, and you will have to fill it with pencil. Why? Because then one machine, not any human, use it to check that you have answered A, B, C, or D automatically. And this machine, unfortunately, just read pencil. Número 4. To go out of the class between prueba 1 y prueba 2. I mean, between comprensión lectora y auditiva. For example, you want to go to the toilet because you're very nervous. But unfortunately, no puedes hacerlo. You cannot do it. You will have to wait until finish comprensión auditiva because then they will give you a short pausa, a short period of time to do your things, maybe to rest a bit. But between comprensión lectora y auditiva, entre los textos y el audio, no puedes salir. You cannot go out of the class or of the place where you are doing the exam. Número 5. To ask for help to the examinator. As you can imaginar, lo siento, no. Maybe you can ask him or you can ask her something in which you are not very sure. I mean, about the time, about the structure of the DEL exam, about, I don't know, one punctual question that you have, but never about the content. He or she cannot give you any answer, cannot give you any clue, cannot help you. Actually, cannot help you. They are just there to see that you are not doing bad things and to check in that all the exam is going well. And they are like invisible for you if you try to ask him or ask her something related to the content of the exam. Y finalmente, número 6. To interact with the examinator during the monologue tasks in the prueba oral. You know that you have prepared tasks and you will have to be isolated in one classroom preparing maybe the one or the second task. And then when you finish this time, you will be driven to the classroom, and then you will have to do the official prueba oral to speak. So these two tasks, or the first task, are monologues, and you cannot talk with the examinator. The examinator is going just to be in front of you, listen to you, maybe writing down something, taking some notes, but he's like invisible for you also during these two tasks. So, my dear Spanish beginner, espero que te haya ayudado un poquito con these cosas que no puedes hacer durante un examen DELE. Remember, my dear Spanish beginner, that I challenge you with a new reto every Monday in my Facebook page, Instagram account, or Telegram group. There, you will be able to answer it together with other Spanish students, and we will help you to stop being a beginner. ¿Preparado para el reto de la siguiente semana?